Last night at the Grammys, LL Cool J spoke for the nation.
There is no way around this. We've had a death in our family.
The music industry and the country remember Whitney Houston, a voice that inspired a generation, a voice now silent. It's Monday, February 13th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Kind of a sad morning, Celeste. Good morning.
It is. We'll talk to a friend of Whitney Houston's about her legacy and the tribute to her at last night's Grammys. And we'll continue a conversation this hour that we started last week about childhood obesity. An Atlanta hospital has run a provocative ad campaign that uses images of overweight kids to warn about the risks of obesity. And Naira writes on Facebook, ads like that make people think it's not okay to be overweight, and some people will do something about it. I think it's good. Georgia should started doing something about it. Should overweight kids, or can they be shamed into dieting? Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. We're going to talk more about this later. First, though, our headlines.
Lots of news this morning, unrest in Syria and in Greece, but we begin with a night of mixed emotions at the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. British soul singer Adele went 6 for 6, sweeping every major category. That's her performance on CBS, Rolling in the Deep. It was awarded Record of the Year. The 23-year-old also won for Best Song and Album of the Year. Meanwhile, the show was sprinkled with tributes, of course, for six-time winner Whitney Houston, who died Saturday. Jennifer Hudson performed Houston's signature song, I Will Always Love You, and host LL Cool J offered a prayer for Houston's family.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sharing our sister Whitney with us. Today, our thoughts are with her mother, her daughter, and all of her loved ones.
No word on the cause of death. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office is withholding results of an autopsy performed on the 48-year-old pending toxicology results. More on this story coming up.
Greece's parliament has approved a massive austerity package in hopes of securing a new $171 billion bailout from the eurozone. Lawmakers voted to cut 1 in 5 public jobs and slash the minimum wage by more than a fifth. Foreign Minister Pavlos Giroulanos says Greece will now get back on track.
Most of the people see the vote as the measures, and that's why they're reacting to it. But the reality is that it puts Greece on a completely new footing in order to develop its economy again, and that's what we should all be focused on right now.
That vote occurred after hours of rioting and looting by more than 10,000 protesters in Athens. President Obama is sending Congress an ambitious budget today aimed at cutting the nation's deficit. President is calling for $4 trillion in deficit reduction over the next decade through cuts in federal spending and increased taxes on the wealthy. The White House officials predict that a national deficit this year of $1 trillion, and they say the proposed budget lowers that to $900 billion by next year.
The Arab League calling for the United Nations to create a joint peacekeeping force in Syria, the latest effort to end a nearly year-long uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. And Japan's economy suffered a harsh setback at the end of last year, shrinking 0.6% in the last quarter of 2011. It's a sharp turnaround from the 7% increase recorded 3 months earlier.
And the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up on Wall Street as well. The Dow will start at 12,801. The S&P opens at 1,342. And the NASDAQ will open at 2,903. Coming up later this hour.
When I was about your age, I was making some real stupid decisions and some stupid calls that was causing me, my life, stop.
Amina Matthews there. She's one of three reformed gang members now featured in a Dune documentary about settling conflicts in a nonviolent way. We're going to talk to the film's co-producer and Amina Matthews later this hour. Also, a new budget in Washington. The president of China is visiting the United States. Lots going on this week, but the country is a little distracted.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to
The legacy of Whitney Houston with music producer Michael Zager, who worked with her from the time the singer was 14 years old and just a teen phenom. We're going to talk about what Whitney leaves behind in her body of work. The most highly awarded, most often awarded female artist of all time.